Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Throughout this election season, regardless of the positions that candidates take, there's one thing they agree on. Jobs is not a four-letter word. It is the salvation for the state of Michigan. And I want to welcome in Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Virge Bernero, with some very big news. Hello, Virge. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Well, this has got to be about as good a day as Lansing's had in a while. We're talking about $190 million investment by General Motors, reinforcing the belief that Lansing is one of the top places in the world, if not the top place, to manufacture automobiles, and we're talking about 600 new jobs.
Well, it is very exciting, very good news for the region, Jack. And as you know, independent research confirms that Lansing is the fastest growing economy in the state and the seventh fastest in the nation. And this is more evidence of it. This is the kind of thing we've been working on. GM came to us in May and said they were interested in doing this, and there were some hurdles, there were some obstacles, and we've been working with our economic development staff and my whole team to try to make sure we overcame the obstacles with them, and we just couldn't be happier. This is the kind of thing every mayor dreams about, to bring over 600 manufacturing jobs at a time like this, 600 families that will have a good job in the family. And then the spinoff, the reverberating effect, as you know, you and I have talked many times about manufacturing and how it is different. I call it the top of the food chain of the economy because of the multiplier effect of those jobs, depending on what area of manufacturing. It's 3 to 5 additional jobs for every one of those jobs, the spinoff in the economy. I just think that a society, a community, a state has to make things. We have to make things as a people. We can't consume. We got to make things.
Right.
And we do cars, and we do them well.
These are not entry-level minimum wage jobs. These are manufacturing jobs that are going to reinforce the middle class, which seems to be under assault so many places, but maybe not so much in Lansing, Michigan. Can you take us behind the scenes just a little bit, Virge, and tell us how this came to be? You talked about when you were first approached, but were there moments where you wondered if this was going to happen, and maybe give us an unsung hero or two?
Well, of course, General Motors and the decision makers there who believe in Lansing. And then why do they believe in Lansing? Well, because of the great work that our people do, you know, our craftsmen, the UAW, you know, the cooperative relationship between the UAW and management. They're not going to make this kind of investment if they don't have a good relationship. And if we didn't have a great track record, and that means the workers of our local UAW, our local UAW membership, those workers and the pride and the craftsmanship that they put into it. We've got great track record at our plants, Lansing Delta and Lansing Grand River. Of course, this is at Lansing Grand River, but GM recently, as you know, put in $37 million addition into the Lansing Delta plant because of the workmanship and the belief over there. That's a continued investment. So, I mean, the two investments together, I mean, it's just a phenomenal thing that they're digging in. They're really planting roots here for a long time to come. The other, of course, unsung hero who I try to sing about all the time is Bob Trezise, the head of our Economic Development Corporation, our number one jobs guy in the area. He's just been phenomenal. I think he's the top economic development professional in the state, one of the best in the country. He dug in on this. You know, as I say, we met with GM, and I've stayed in touch and in tune with what's happening and been involved in the negotiation, but he's really shepherded this thing through. It was a complicated, complex thing. I did always, I hoped against hope. I felt that Lansing was the favorite, that because we already had the Cadillac, and this is a new Cadillac, a new global platform for a new vehicle, it was a natural, but it was not a foregone conclusion. And so we had to work, and we had to use all the tools in the toolbox. I mean, the bottom line, you got to use economic incentives today. We are competing with China. We are competing with Mexico. GM has operations there. So if it was wildly out of whack, they could still make it work somewhere else. And so I'm just, you know, just elated that they chose us. And you know, this is the kind of thing I want for the state of Michigan. This is what, like I say, every mayor dreams of, to be able to take care of your families, to be able to provide that standard of living so that people can, you know, can climb up the economic ladder and hopefully at least get to the middle class.
Virg, it was not long ago you and I talked about the American automobile industry being in distress. And there were a lot of people nationally and statewide and some locally who didn't like the concept of the bridge loan, even though it bailed out so many people and the companies here in the state of Michigan who have now gone on and reinvested. Can you look ahead and see maybe where the state of Michigan might have been if we had not had that bridge loan? I just shudder to think of it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I've now, as a gubernatorial candidate, had the chance to visit Ford plants and Chrysler plants and GM. In the past, you know, really, my focus was GM because, you know, we're a GM town and I was in our plants. I've now been all over the state. I've talked to workers, engineers, you know, blue collar, white collar, you name it, executives of some of these companies about Michigan's future. And we have a bright future. Without those bridge loans, I mean, it would have all fallen away. I shudder to think. And I'll tell you, I've never been more scared. As a mayor, I don't know, maybe, you know, in my public career, never been more scared of anything that when we were staring that GM bankruptcy in the face, and you know, unstructured what
right.
it would have been.
Right.
And so thank God that the two presidents, President Bush, let's not forget,
two presidents
came through and made the right decision at a time when a lot of people in the country, were willing to say, you know, let it go. Which is just crazy, Jack, because, you know, this is not a rigid ideological thing. It's not a Democrat-Republican
right.
thing. Other countries invest in their industries. Manufacturing is complex. It's difficult. It's globally competitive. And the point is, if we're going to compete globally, other countries do. Other countries do subsidize their industries in a variety of ways. So for us to say, well, you sink or swim alone, you know, we're a capitalist and you're on your own, we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
And it's not a fair fight because their governments are on their side. So I'm not saying the taxpayers, you know, should be on the hook and shouldn't get paid back. They should and they will and they are. Just like the first Chrysler rescue package was paid in full, it was a great deal for taxpayers. But by gosh, I mean, especially when you look at the bailout of the financial industry,
right.
this makes so much sense, and there's so many people impacted by it, the economic impact, the ripple effect. Just praise God that it happened. We've got a bright future. You know, we got the Chevy Volt. We got other stuff coming, this new Cadillac, and at least now we know that our region and our state it's an area that we're going to continue to grow and have a prosperous future in.
And I'm glad that you mentioned former President Bush, because in the interest of giving credit where credit is due, he took a very unpopular stand with many in his own party and paved the way, and Barack Obama grabbed that and ran with it.
Yep.
And here we are, and as a result, just another announcement in a string of announcements. I know you have to get going, and I know that there's an election which is concerning you. I just hope, Virg, that the kind of thing we're seeing here, and you mentioned the cooperation between business and labor, is a kind of thing that will permeate. And we talk about marketplace and other developments in the city. Now, maybe we've got that back on track and we can keep this momentum going.
I told you I wasn't going to give up on marketplace.
No, you were right. You were right about that.
I think that the judge did the right thing. And even though it was against, you know, technically against the city, we've got to move forward. I'm pleased with that. And absolutely, we're going to work together either as governor or as mayor. I'm going to continue to work with Democrats and Republicans to grow our city and grow our state.
Well, when the city loses and its citizens win, that's a good thing, Virg.
Absolutely.
All right.
I agree.
Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Take care.